me trying to catch my breath, yeah. You got me doing double takes. You went and messed up all my plans. I only meant to hold this drink. Now I'm trying to hold your head. Trying to feel this, I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch a buzz, catch a game, catch up with the boys, the same old thing, catch a cab back to my place, but then I saw your face, now you got me trying to catch your eye, catch your name, catch your spark and start a flame, the way you smile and I
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail following the decision by President Biden on Sunday to forego his reelection bid. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
Kamala Harris is hitting the ground running. Her first campaign rally in battleground Wisconsin, electrifying a crowd of 3,000 supporters.
We have doors to knock on, we have phone calls to make, we have voters to register, and we have an election to win.
Harris, already now the presumptive Democratic nominee, as President Biden prepares to address the nation about his historic decision to bow out of the race.
Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally today in North Carolina, but it will be held indoors, unlike the rally outdoors, where Trump was nearly assassinated by a gunman on a roof. Also delivering a speech today in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He will be addressing both houses of Congress this afternoon. 200 protesters arrested in D.C. Tuesday. This is ABC. 18 people killed when a plane taking off in Kathmandu suddenly crashed. ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk with more.
Recovery teams examining the wreckage of the Shorya Airlines plane that had just taken off. It was heading to the resort town of Pakata when it turned right before crashing in the eastern section of Kathmandu Airport. Only one survivor, a pilot, who reportedly sustained eye injuries. All on board were Nepalese citizens, except for one foreign national. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
More evacuations in Canada ahead of wildfires around Jasper National Park. About 2,500 people have had to get out. Roads in the area have been packed bumper to bumper with cars trying to evacuate. A shock at Tesla after the electric car maker said its second quarter profits fell 45% compared to a year ago. Earlier this month, Tesla said its quarterly sales had slipped despite price cuts and offers of low interest loans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 25th of July. They'll be serving a roasted chicken tomorrow with baked potato, lettuce salad, tomato, a little cucumber, and fruit available with that. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Tuesdays are back at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They mean taste the tour of Italy, where you can enjoy pasta primavera, chicken parmesan, or Sicilian steak, soup, salad, and Terry's homemade garlic bread for just $15. On Wednesdays, shrimp palooza. Thursdays feature saved prime rib sandwiches. And Fridays are all about the fish fry extravaganza with cod, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts, perfectly paired with signature cocktails, and Saturday's savor prime rib. Find them at the intersection of Highway 13 and Highway 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. So look for the big deer.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, down to 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. By Friday, sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Any outdoors person in Minnesota, Wisconsin, or across the region can recognize the distinctive call of one of our native birds, the barred owl. Well, would you believe in the Pacific Northwest? That's actually the sound of an invasive species, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a plan to get rid of them. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. To save the imperiled spotted owl from potential extinction, U.S. wildlife officials are embracing a contentious plan to deploy trained shooters into dense West Coast forests to kill almost a half million barred owls that are crowding out their cousins. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service strategy released earlier this month is meant to prop up declining spotted owl populations in Oregon, Washington State, and California. Documents from the agency show that up to 450,000 barred owls would be shot over three decades after birds from the upper Midwest and eastern states have encroached on the West Coast territory of the two spotted owl species, northern spotted owls and California spotted owls. The feds say smaller spotted owls have been unable to compete with invasive barred owls, which have large broods and need less room to survive than spotted owls. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's
it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up or your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion.
Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno,
two, three, one. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place.
Another edition of Reality Radio. Here we go. Here we go. Lots of local stuff to talk about today. We've got some Brewer tickets for this Saturday. And if you want to be eligible for the drawing for that, just text us the word Brewers anytime today. Just go to the Civic Media app and text us the word Brewers. And we've got four tickets for you for Saturday night's Brewer Marlin game. And absolutely free, over $200 values. Just text us the word Brewers on your Civic Media app. Go to 98Q. And there you go. Do that anytime today, and you'll be in for tomorrow morning's drawing. Let's talk about Olivia Negri. She is off to the national pageant. She is winner of the Miss Teen Wisconsin USA, and we've got proud mom Missy Negri on the phone with us to talk a little bit about her ventures as she heads off. Missy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, busy time, exciting time as we head off to the Miss Teen USA national. Olivia, excited, I'm sure, but it's a stressful time, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, she's super excited and stressed. And that goes for, you know, pretty much everyone and anyone around her, family. There's a lot going on, and it's coming up really, really fast.
Yeah, and people can watch the actual pageant on the CW network, right?
So they have, so what will kind of be happening is actually this Friday, Olivia flies out to Los Angeles, California, where she will meet other Wisconsin Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state title holders from Wisconsin. And then she will meet up with the other teen holders throughout the United States. So
okay.
And not just, you know, statewide, it's national. We got District Columbia and everything. So these ladies are going to be super, super busy from actually the 27th to the 31st. And on the 31st, each one of the teens, so Olivia will do, that will be the semifinals and their state costume. So each one of the girls we're supposed to make a costume or have something that represents their state. So that's been really fun this past week. We had an idea and we kind of changed it up. So that'll be all done. And then to watch it live, is on July 1st on the CW network. So it's really nice. It's going to be aired, like I said, aired live. You're going to have commercials and all that good stuff at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right. So it's Thursday, August 1st, right? Thursday, August 1st?
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, did I say July 1st? I did.
All right. I just want to make sure we had the right day. Thursday, August 1st, 7 p.m. on the CW. All right. All right.
Yes.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of things that go into doing this. And if anyone wants to support Olivia's venture out there sponsorship-wise, they got a couple different ways they can do that, right?
Yeah. So Olivia does have a GoFundMe. So it's help supports Miss Wisconsin Teen USA, Olivia Negri. So you can go on there and donate on that way, or you can actually contact myself, via Facebook, which is Melissa Negri. You can contact Olivia, or honestly, you can even go into Decor to Adore or Oh Dear, pretty much anywhere in town. And if you don't know how to get a hold of me, those ladies can. So there's different ways to do that, but we do appreciate any type of support that she does get, because not only, it's for her, but it's also, to help, us to get out there. And then she's got a whole year of this title. And I will tell you, August is jam-packed with appearances. So we'll be going to Sun Prairie for Chamber of Commerce down there. We got to go to Cadott for Fur Trappers Convention. We got the Price County Fair. There's so much happening, and so, just so everyone doesn't think that it's just for, the pageant, this will also help out through her whole year with expenses. We are working on something, so if everyone just kind of pay attention maybe to the Park Theater page, Facebook page, or even on my personal page, but we're looking to do a watch show, I guess you could say a watch party, mm-hmm. on the 1st. So if anyone wants to watch the pageant, they can join other friends and family that we have over at the theater. The concession stands will be open. We just ask for a small donation and enjoy the pageant.
Yeah, very cool. Very exciting time. And this is, this is big. This is, I would assume there's never been anybody from Park Falls that's held this title. I would assume that, right?
No, nobody's ever held it from Park Falls. Actually, Wisconsin, Olivia is the first teen Wisconsin this far north of Madison.
Oh, really? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of the, and it is huge. Like, some people don't quite understand what the magnitude of this is. I don't want to put, apples to apples, but it's like, I always say it's like the Pope coming to town. this is like a once-in-a-lifetime event. He will never be able to, have this title again. And, from a small town, and, I'm looking, if people want to put up signs in their windows or, whatever it is, just show some support, because this is scary for some, not only her, but everyone. She's going to the big deal, and even if she doesn't come home with the title of Miss Teen, USA, she's still our state representative for a whole year.
Yeah.
So we want, showing her that support, contact us if you'd like, for her to come. And but the big thing is having our local, businesses, area businesses, just, maybe a shout out sometime here and there. It's kind of nice every once in a while. You'd be like, oh yeah, okay, see you. Take some heat off of everything. And
Park Falls, Wisconsin to Hollywood, California. I don't think there's a trip farther than that in the U.S.
No.
I mean, not distance-wise. I'm just talking about lifestyle-wise. That's pretty cool. That should be a lot of fun out there for her. So Thursday, again, a week from tomorrow, Thursday, the 1st of August, 7 p.m. on the CW will be all the finals and everything going on. And we'll get Olivia back in our area, I'm sure, soon after that. And, excuse me, representing the state not only here in northern Wisconsin, but all over the state. Very exciting time. All right, Missy. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you and Olivia as you venture off. We will be cheering and watching.
All right. Thank you, Joel. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Again, Missy Negri, N-E-G-R-I, is on Facebook. Decor to Adore, like she said, or Oh Dear Nutrition is a good place down there to drop off any support that you may want to show for Olivia Negri. She is the winner. She won, in case you missed it, she won the Miss Teen USA, Miss Teen Wisconsin title just a few weeks back. And now all of the state winners go on to the national competition, the Miss Teen USA national competition held in Hollywood, California. And they're on their way out later this week. And the finals on the tube on the CW channel on Thursday, August the 1st. We will get to birthdays in just a moment. If you have somebody who's celebrating, we'd love to wish them a happy day at 715-762-3221. We'll run through all of our celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail following the decision by President Biden on Sunday to forego his reelection bid. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
Kamala Harris is hitting the ground running. Her first campaign rally in Battleground, Wisconsin, electrifying a crowd of 3,000 supporters.
We have doors to knock on. We have phone calls to make. We have voters to register. And we have an election to win.
Harris, already now the presumptive Democratic nominee, as President Biden prepares to address the nation about his historic decision to bow out of the race.
Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally today in North Carolina, but it will be held indoors, unlike the rally outdoors, where Trump was nearly assassinated by a gunman on a roof. Also delivering a speech today in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He will be addressing both houses of Congress this afternoon. 200 protesters arrested in D.C. Tuesday. This is ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schibing says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carry Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Who is the most improved Packer player? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers continue training camp practices. One player who came into camp in tip-top shape is running back A.J. Dillon, who was only given a one-year extension on his contract this spring.
I don't feel any outside pressure. Like, I'm so at peace with just I worked my tail off, and I know I'm working harder than I've ever worked, ever.
This will be Dillon's fifth season in Green Bay. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
This is the best I've seen him. Hands down. And I think he would tell you the same. He came back in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Baseball, after a nearly 90-minute rain delay, the Brewers were in a scoreless tie until the eighth, when Milwaukee's Bryce Durang drove in the game's only run, the Brewers beating the Cubs in Chicago by a final score of 1-0. The series wraps up today with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation?
PostFrame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood PostFrame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
All right, birthdays, anniversaries. Jenny Yunk is celebrating a birthday today. Pete and Lori are wishing you happy. Pete and Petey also. So all kinds of people calling in for you, Jenny. Happy birthday to you. Celebrating today. And we've got Charlie Palachek over at Palachek Implement in Phillips is celebrating a birthday today. So, Charlie, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating here on this 24th day of July, some other celebrities that get to share your day. Bindi, is it Bindi or Bindi? B-I-N-D-I, Irwin, the daughter of the late Australian crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, has hosted her own nature shows and continues on the tradition of that. So she is 26 today. Anna Paquin, P-A-Q-U-I-N, the native of Canada, became second youngest Oscar winner ever at the age of 11 when she won a Best Supporting Actress for The Piano in 1994. Rose Byrne, the actress from Spy, Annie, The Neighbors movies, she is 45 today. Jared Neiman, country artist, 45 also. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, the New Yorker, singer, actress. The Backup Plan, Monster-in-Law, and singing also, of course. 55 today for J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. Laura Layton is celebrating a 56th birthday from Melrose Place, the actress. We have Troy Kotsur, the actor won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2024 for CODA. He also directed feature films like Ordinary Hero, the super deafy movie, and he is deaf. Troy Kotsur is 56. Barry Bonds, the baseball all-time home run leader, seven-time MVP. Also an all-time record. He tainted by alleged steroid use. Not in the Hall of Fame, right? 60 today. Carl the Mailman Malone, the Basketball Hall of Famer. Two-time NBA MVP. Him and John Stockton were just really good at the wrong time. Back in the Jordan era, they would have got a title or two if it wasn't for Jordan and the other guys. There was just some really good teams, and they could never win the title. 61 for Carl the Mailman Malone. Pam Tillis, Mel Tillis' daughter, followed in her daddy's footsteps by singing, is 67 today for Mel Tillis. Gus Van Sant, he has had a couple of Best Director Oscar nominations for Good Will Hunting and for Milk. He's 72. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, the original Wonder Woman. She is 73 today. Michael Richards, Kramer from Seinfeld. He is 75 today for Kramer. Robert Hayes, the actor from Airplane. Homeward Bound is 77. Gallagher, the stringy-haired comedian known for smashing watermelons and other stage stunts. You go to his show and they would hand out rain ponchos to put over all your clothes because everybody was going to get wet or have something fly at them from the crowd at some point. His real name is Leo Gallagher Jr. He went by Gallagher, and he's was born on this day, 1946. He passed in 2022. Ruth Buzzi, the comedian, came to fame on Rowan and Martin, Laugh-In. Has since been a busy voice actress on Sesame Street and many others. So many of these legendary comedians, the Dick Van Dykes, even Bob Newhart, who just passed away in his mid-90s. So many of these comedians who laughed and laughed and laughed. They say laughter is the best medicine, right? They've lived to be a rather ripe age, I should say. 88 and Ruth Buzzy is still going. Amelia Earhart was born on this day. The intrepid pioneer, aviator, and her navigator vanished. Both of them vanished during a round-the-world flight back in 1937. Amelia Earhart born on this day in 1897. And another local birthday today, we want to give birthday wishes to Carter Schulke, who is celebrating today. Grandma and Grandpa and Weiler all want to wish Carter a very happy birthday today. So happy birthday anniversary if this day, the 24th of July, is a big one for you.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Well, if you're looking to change careers, check out Sierra Pacific. Yeah, you can go to, very easy to do, SPI.careers, and you can check out the opportunities available, maybe a 4 10-hour day work shift, 3 12-hours possibly, with the possibility of overtime, $1,500 hiring bonus, and they've just announced another wage increase, and again, earning up to $1,500 hiring bonus your first year, SPI.careers. You can go to Sierra Pacific in person in Medford or Merrill if you want to. SPI.careers, Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, including those with disabilities and also veterans. We're very excited to be out and about this summer. We'll be out in Flamborama, of course, broadcasting next weekend with our brand new, we're very excited to debut our 98Q prize wheel. And we'll have all kinds of fun stuff and gift certificate giveaways from participating live remote sponsors. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for information on that, because this week we're focusing, of course, on Pioneer Days. In Butternut. It'll be a good weekend out on top of the hill in Butternut with tons of live music. We'll talk with Glenn about that here coming up in just a couple of moments about Pioneer Days in Butternut.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Less is more? No. More is more. That's why Taco Bell's new $7 Lux Cravings box is stacked with all your cheesy, crunchy favorites. Think a beefy 5-layer burrito, a double stacked taco, a Chalupa Supreme, chips and nacho cheese sauce, and a drink for just $7. Live Lux for less at Taco Bell and sign up for rewards to earn free food.
At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks exclude freezes. Tax extra. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Points earned on qualifying purchases.
It's 8:40. Things heating up this week. Temperatures probably getting up into the 80s for Pioneer Days and Butternut this weekend. And we've got Mr. Glenn Wagner, one of the many people who work hard to put this event together. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, we're looking forward to, should be a real nice weekend up there. Plenty of beverages will be flowing with a little bit warmer temperatures, but we're all set, right?
Yeah, might have to stock up a little bit more on water, but
yeah, exactly. Stay hydrated, folks. But we have a big weekend of live music and fun. And what's cool about these small town festivals like Pioneer Days and like Flamborama is, you know, if you don't have a lot of money and you just want to come up and listen to some music and just kind of hang out, you can do that. I mean, you can do that. Whatever your situation may be, it's an opportunity to just enjoy the festival, right?
Yeah, exactly. We our prices are pretty low. We don't charge a whole lot for the wristbands, for the kids' rides.
Yeah.
We keep the food and beer prices down, so very affordable for the whole family.
Yeah, and if you're loaded and got a lot of money, well, find me and buy me something. Buy me a beer or whatever you might be.
Or donate to the cause.
Or donate to the cause, that's right. All right, let's run through what we got going on this weekend, Glenn.
All right, so starting off, I want to touch base a little bit on the first event. We are going to have the American Legion present the colors at about 10 to 6 on Friday. And then we're going to have the national anthem and get the women's fast pitch softball game in. Just a quick note on that. I've been getting a lot of inquiries on that. We are going to have anybody that wants to stretch the legs out, get the glove oiled up a little bit. We are going to have a little practice Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Butternut High School field.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of questions about that and how we're going to run this. So basically, on Friday, show up no later than 5:30. You can show up early if you want. I'll have the gear there about 5. Show up, get warmed up, stretched out. 5:30, we'll kind of divvy up the teams as best we can, and first pitch at 6 o'clock. And we'll go for about an hour, hour 15, try to get that all in before the men's old-timers game.
Sure. All right.
So that as well, same thing if you're interested in playing the men's old-timer game. Show up, contact Troy if you can. Let him know if you're going to be there or not. Again, they'll kind of divvy up the teams and get that rolling. So
Troy doesn't qualify as an old timer yet, does he?
We all are.
Okay, darn it, darn it.
Yeah, if you really want to see some entertainment, if we run out of pitching for the women's game, I might even have to step in there.
Okay,
and yeah. The old elbow back up.
Do you have a time approximate on that for Friday night that we can come down and see that? Six-ish. Come on down, six-ish Friday
sure.
night.
And then arm wrestling, Wisconsin arm wrestling tournament. That is a sanctioned event, so that's been drawing a little bit better and better. So very interesting if you want to catch a little bit of that action. That is inside in the main building.
Yeah, that's. I was talking to a gentleman who does that, and he was saying that there's some pretty stiff competition coming in. So if you want to see some big boys go at it,
right?
There you go,
and they're not even. It's not even that they're not really big. But
yeah,
the technique. So
yeah.
And if you're interested in that, you know, I know my son and my son-in-law and some of their friends were kind of interested in that, and they were showing them technique and what to do. They don't want to break anybody's arm when they're showing them. So they're just showing you the proper technique. So there's a little side table if you want to challenge your buddy for a beer or whatnot. You know, it is available.
So it's Friday night too, right?
Friday night.
Gotcha. All right.
So then Saturday kicks off bright and early arts and crafts. If you want to participate in that, just show up. You know, we'll get you a space. You can stay as long as you want, all day, or a few hours, whatever you want, until you sell out. The softball tournament will start. Now, some of the games for the men's slow pitch softball tournament will be played down at the school field. I believe there's 3, possibly 4 games, depending if it runs a little too late on Saturday night. So just be aware of that. That will be marked on the schedule in the beer garden down by the ball field.
All right.
So that gets going. Beach volleyball, 2 courts going. So that'll be entertaining. I will be participating in that on the geriatrics team. So if you really want a good laugh. So the EMTs, please stand by if I'm going to be pitching softball and playing volleyball.
Yeah.
Ligaments will be pulled.
And we added a second volleyball court this year. So it's always been a popular event.
Yeah. So year 2 of that. It was really popular last year, really good turnout, a lot of fun. And there's 2 different divisions. So there's, I believe there's a younger division and an older division.
And the geriatric division.
Yeah. We're just going to play our two games and bow out gracefully.
Yeah, we're good.
Also, 9 o'clock, the WHPA-sanctioned horseshoe tournament. So if you want to see some statewide horseshoe throwers trying to qualify for state, that would be fun to watch. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Jeff Gustafson Scullery Exhibition in the main building. Jeff brings, if you don't know Jeff, he has quite a display of different animals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
that he has done over the years, and very interesting display.
Right.
And he's willing, he loves to talk about all that stuff. There's some very neat stuff there for the kids to check out.
Cool. All right.
11 a.m., we have the Northwoods Community Credit Union Sawdust Dig for the kids. Also, the Schlayer Farm Petting Zoo. And 1 o'clock to 5 p.m., the Lake State Mud Racers Sanctioned Race. So that's always a big draw. So if you like loud trucks and big tires and lots of mud, that's mm-hmm. that's for you.
There you go.
So, and then, of course, I did forget to mention Friday night, Blame It on Waylon, 8 p.m. to midnight. And then live music Saturday, starting at 4:30, is local favorite Iron Mule. And they will wrap up with the Pioneer Queen coronation at 7:30. And then 8:30 to midnight, the Spicy Thai Band is back again. So
nice.
Always
nice.
A crowd favorite.
And big fireworks, too.
Yeah, that one, if you haven't been up there to check that display out, the Butternut Fire Department does a wonderful job with that. They raise some funds for it themselves. We've been making it bigger and better every year.
Mm-hmm.
So really nice display. They do an awesome job with that. So big thanks to the local fire department.
And all this we're talking about is up on the top of the hill in Butternut, right?
Right. Yeah, you can't miss the fireworks on the top of the hill.
Yeah, exactly. See them for miles. Yeah.
So then Sunday, this men's slow pitch softball tournament will resume. I have 9 o'clock, but it, depending on how that goes on Saturday, that's tentative. So just keep an eye out for that. Giant Parade downtown at noon. Again, if you want to put a float in as a business or to advertise an event, we just ask that you just show up at the school. We will get you lined up and run through the parade.
Okay.
So that's usually about an hour. Everybody kind of meanders up to the park at that point. Now, there is one change here. We used to always have polka. We have gone through several polka bands and not been able to kind of nail anybody down. So last minute, we did get some local talent on there. So Copper County Line, that is Jerry Peterson's band, they're going to step in, and play in the main building on Sunday, I believe 1 to 4.
Right.
And they will play some polka. So if you're up there expecting polka, you will get a little bit of that, but you'll get a lot of old country mix and whatnot,
sure.
mixed in with that.
For us geriatrics. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Back to that again.
And then, horse pole competition, 1 PM, usually wraps up around 4 or 5 o'clock. So that's always, if you haven't seen that, that's really something worth taking, kids to see how it used to be done with these horses. I mean, they're just phenomenal to see those, the animals pull them sleds the way they do. It's really mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
So all right. Also cornhole toss tournament, 1 to 5. That you just sign up same day.
We'll be up there. We'll be up there. It's a fun tournament. Carl Lauber does a good job putting that.
Yeah.
In, so fun time.
Yeah. So some good bags thrown there. And again, I believe there's two different divisions, so you don't have to go up against Carl and the Karnick boys here. You know, if you just want to go in there for you know, face a little less competition like me.
We'll have a good time.
There is an opportunity for you there.
We have fun. Yeah.
So we have K&M rides and amusements again, with some rides there. We'll have a little bouncy house for the little kids. Pipes and Drums of Thunder Bay will be performing in the parade and at the park afterwards. One other little change on there is the food court. We did have one drop out on us, so I did lose my barbecue guy, my backup barbecue guy.
All right.
Last minute.
Still always.
But still a lot of good food up there. Double D's. Bobber's is going to be selling ice cream and treats. Lola's Lunchbox. LaMarue Concessions out of Hayward. He's going to have all your carnival yummy goodness, deep fried chicken wings. And
who is it? The high schoolers are doing the food inside.
Yeah,
the...
they'll have in the pavilion kitchen. The senior class will be doing there for a fundraiser. Fat Daddy's will be selling street tacos. So pretty much something for everybody up there.
All right. Very good. Butternutwi.com.
Yes.
If they wanted to get a list of the events that are going on, should be a great weekend in Butternut. Again, all top of the hill, but then go on down bottom of the hill for the parade. And we're going to talk with Kelly here over at the Historical Society and Fanatical Fish. And they got stuff going on down there, too. So, all right.
I hope to see everybody there.
All right, Glenn. Thank you. Glenn Wagner with the Pioneer Days in Butternut. It's this weekend.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, down to 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. By Friday, sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. If you want a shot to win those Brewer tickets for Saturday night, maybe you're going down there, you got relatives down there. We got four tickets we're giving away. Just text us through the 98Q, through the Civic Media app. Just hit 98Q and put the keyword Brewers in there. We got a couple entries in already. So if you want to have a shot to win those four tickets to the Brewers Saturday night, there you go. We're going to talk more Pioneer Days in Butternut. And we've got Kelly Meredith with us here from Fanatical Fish / Butternut Historical Society / a lot of things, right, Kelly?
Good morning. I wear a lot of hats. A lot of hats.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be here again. It's a beautiful morning. It's lovely. Yay.
Good to see you. I can't believe another Pioneer Days is upon us again.
Here we are, our annual event.
Number 66.
66, Well, let's talk a little bit about Fanatical Fish, first of all, what you have going on this weekend. When people are in town, we want them to swing on by your place here.
I have my annual art fair, so that'll be running from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. As always, I will have vendors inside and out. I have people set up on my sidewalk and also people set up inside. And as always, I will have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and things of that nature. So it's a really fun way to come and shop from local artists. As for myself, because my sales have been sluggish this summer, unfortunately, I'm going to super sale a lot of my work. So a lot of my own personal work is going to be marked down just one day only because I would like to have a sale. So it's your chance if you always wanted to buy a piece of art from me but really didn't feel like you could afford it. Saturday will be your day, so come on down.
What kind of different vendors are you expecting to have at your place?
Well, I'll try to make sure I go through. I'll touch people as much as I can. Mary Zimmerman, who many of you know, she teaches a lot of classes. She does beautiful watercolors, so she'll be set up as always. I have Mark Peterson of Mark's Bugs. A lot of you have bought from him. He has these. You have to see them. I can't describe them. You have to actually come and see them. They're these gorgeous, beautiful butterflies mounted in glass and frames, and he's just amazing. He has a story for everyone, and you learn a lot. You not just only buy something, you have to learn. Barb Beck, who does a lot of various craft items. I have my friend Brenda Newman, who does craft items. Out front, I will have Colton Walker, who does the hand-painted fish lures, and a lot of you have bought. He's 15 years old and does this amazing work. I have two women who will have cast resin items, and then Teresa Bloomer, who does repurposed items. She's just a magical person who does beautiful things. And she's also teaching two classes yet this summer, so you could chat with her and find out about her class. And I still have, if people are interested, I still do have some room inside and out, and people can find me on my website or my Facebook page and just text me or email me. And
sure.
I still have room. So,
fanaticalfish.com.
Fanaticalfish.com, and there's no charge. I don't charge you for setting up because I don't charge you for setting up. I really don't need the money. I need, you know, I need people. So
yeah.
So it's good.
So that's going. That whole event you're talking about is Saturday.
It's
right?
Saturday, and it's okay. Like I said, 10 to 2. And if people don't know where Fanatical Fish is, it's right downtown. It's across from the feed store.
All right, come down and enjoy some down. Great Small. Local art and have an hors d'oeuvre. And
yeah,
maybe
I have a little wine. Maybe if you feel like that. If you like that.
Do you ever get? We've talked about the wine so many times. I'm sure you get people that get anybody that's ever just come for the wine. They're just like, I'm just here for the wine.
Actually, yeah, and that's fine. I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm super cool with that. I don't really care. I'm so not picky. I'm an artist. We're kind of hippies. We're liberal. We just like let things roll. We don't care. We really don't care.
It's pretty cool. So that's in Butternut at Fanatical Fish right downtown there. And of course, we've got, now usually we have our special guest, felt that Maxine couldn't make it this morning.
No, it's not so much she couldn't make it. It's that I'm going to turn this over to my colleague here, George. It's more George's
my
sort of it.
Effects,
I'll let George talk about our super rockin' event at the museum. So
yes, George Feldnowski, and to tell us what we got going on at the Historical Society there, George.
Well, about 3 or 4 blocks up to the north, we're offering Kelly a little competition here.
That's okay. I'm good with that.
We're going to have a little musical contest in which I play the piano, and then I'll play the tunes for several different categories. It'll be classic rock and maybe some classic country, which is I'm going to test your knowledge here just
okay.
in a second.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. I'm pretty good. I'll give you
a bet you are.
So it's a name that tune, huh?
Well, it's basically, you know, but I'm going to give you more than 3 notes. So I'll probably give you the whole song, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, and then there will be prizes. You know, it won't be thousands of dollars, but it'll be something. So it'll be worth your while to come up there, yeah.
And
so,
that'll be at the Historical Society building.
Yeah, okay.
And if people haven't been there, it'll be open this weekend for people to come down on Saturday and probably Sunday again during
the
parade.
Yeah, we'll be open during the parade as well.
The parade. Yeah. A lot of great treasures inside there. I know Maxine and everybody involved really put a lot of effort into that to preserve the history of our of our area. So what do you got to test me with, George? You want to test me?
Okay. So all right. I don't have a piano in front of me, so you won't be able to use that. But this classic country was recorded in 1979 by the Bellamy Brothers, and it has 14 words in the title. The title is,
If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Okay, I know nothing about country, so you could have said anything.
One of the longest titles in the history of music.
Okay. Wow.
Other than, I think it's second to the song, Gloria Cynthia Stout Would Not Take the Garbage Out.
Okay.
I think that's number two. I think so, you have a lot of fun kind of playing the songs and then people identifying them and prizes.
A conversation goes back and forth. The people will be scratching their head and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so that'll be on Saturday.
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock, downtown Butternut.
In previous years, I've done Bob Bessie's music, but I just did it last year. So we thought we'd try something a little bit different this year. See if it works out. Yeah.
So, enjoy the music and take a look around the Historical Society there in Butternut. Yeah. All right, so fanaticalfish.com, check it out, and you can hear both places.
Yep.
No competition.
We're embracing each other. We're mutually supporting each other.
Yeah,
yay.
George indicated there was a competition.
No, George is wrong.
And we'll play a little game that
too. And we just want to do a big shout out to the Pioneer Days Committee for thank you so much for, you know, always organizing Pioneer Days. I know it is a lot of work, and God bless you all, and thank you so much.
Yeah, I talked to Glenn a couple of times this week.
Cool. Exactly.
Glenn is the front man, but there's a lot of people that work with him behind the scenes also to put it together, so fantastic. So all right, Kelly, good to see you.
All right, good to see you, Joe.
George, good to finally meet you.
Because we've talked about him.
Yes.
Positively, very positively.
Pioneer Days, check it out Saturday downtown, Fanatical Fish and the Butternut Historical Society.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
The VFW Post 5729 and Post 147 invites you out to the Taylor County Fairgrounds in Medford Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. for the Grandstand Show, presenting a tribute to the legends of country music featuring Red Higgins and Freedom Train. Advance tickets are $20 and at the gate tickets are $25. Enjoy raffles throughout the evening and proceeds will go to benefit the VFW 5729 building project. Tickets are available at Forward Bank and at Abbey Bank in Medford and Abbotsford.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain!
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Well, George mentioned it, so we got to play it, right? The old Bellamy Brothers song, and you may hear this down at the Price County, or the, down at the Butternut Historical Society Saturday when he plays it, I said. So here you go, a little Bellamy Brothers. Thank you, George and Kelly, for coming on in. A country classic, the Bellamy Boys at 98Q.
If I said you have a beauty